Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Smack dab in a sweltering summer, it's July 18th. On today's show, no shortage of candidates for the Lansing City Council. I'll talk to one of them about his vision for the city. Also, is the film industry in Michigan history? I'll talk to John Truscott about the $25 million cap on tax credits and what that means to film productions in the state. And also, teens and prescription drug abuse. It's a growing problem in Michigan. I'll talk to Carol Boyd from the U of M Institute for Research on Women and Gender to find out what's happening with that issue. But first, when it comes to finding out what Michigan voters think, polling seems to be the best way to do that. One of the state's premier polling firms, Lansing's Epic MRA, releasing a new survey on a host of issues to find out how voters responded. I'm joined by pollster Bernie Porn. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael, and thank you for the kind introduction.
Now, you know, the presidential election race is barely getting underway, but there is a Republican frontrunner, Mitt Romney, and you polled the state to find out how competitive he would be against President Obama. Does he have a good chance at this point?
Well, I think that he probably would have a better than even chance of winning Michigan at this juncture. Obviously, things can change, but this is the second poll this year. The first one was in late February, where we had Romney leading Obama 46-41%. The direct vote for each of them was 38%, with 8% leaning toward Romney and 3% leaning toward Obama. Now, that has shown little change, with 46% voting for Romney and 42% for Obama. However, in the direct vote, and when we call people, we ask them who are they going to vote for, and if they're undecided, we then say, well, if the election were held today, who would you lean toward? And Barack Obama does have a 5-point lead among that direct vote, 39-34. So Romney dropped by 4 points. However, he still leads because of a 12-point leaning of undecided voters toward him, with 3% leaning toward Obama for the 46-42. That means that between February and now, his vote has softened, but he still leads. And both of them have seen some slippage in both their favorability rating, and President Obama has seen some considerable slippage in his job rating.
You know, Michigan traditionally votes for the Democratic presidential candidate. Should the Obama administration be concerned with these early numbers, or are they likely not going to be very significant as we get closer to the election?
Oh, I think they probably already are concerned, and that would possibly be a good reason why the Obama administration has been spending a lot of time in Michigan lately. And I think he's had a couple of trips here, transportation representatives and others have spent time in Detroit and in other parts of the state very recently. So I think they're very aware of the competitive nature of the state of Michigan.
Now, what about the president's favorability and job approval ratings? Are they in line with the numbers we had for Bush and Clinton during their first terms?
I think actually they're probably a little bit better, as I recall at this juncture. I think that Bush was in probably a little bit more trouble, but when he had Kerry as the opposition, why they very quickly attacked him, and the numbers on Kerry dropped significantly. In terms of President Obama's favorability numbers, he has slipped. And in other words, that bump that he got from the attack to bring about the death of Osama bin Laden, where he got 53% favorability rating and his job rating also went up, all of that has evaporated now, and he's at 47% favorable and 47% unfavorable rating. Mm-hmm. And when you look at his job rating, it is now at 60%. It is almost as high as it was in the first poll in May at 61%. So he's gone from 50% negative job rating in the second May poll to right after the bin Laden death to 60% negative, a 10-point shift, and that's significant. However, at the same time, Romney has slipped somewhat, and that would probably explain why his lead, although it is still about the same, is softer.
The poll also finding that more than 6 in 10 Michigan voters say the country is off on the wrong track. If economic conditions don't turn around by the election, is Obama likely to get the Michigan vote with that type of ratio?
No. That is the one issue that the test that pollsters will use to determine a likely outcome. And Michigan has jumped from 55% wrong direction in the second May poll to now 62%. And so that does not bode well for the president. And obviously, with the evaporation of his bump from the bin Laden death, I think it is clear that things are going to turn now, and the vote in 2012 is going to be based on the economy, and people will vote their pocketbook.
When was the last time we saw a poll that found that less than half of Michigan voters felt we were in, moving in the wrong direction?
Well, it has been fairly consistent in terms of the wrong track with that 60% nationally. But in Michigan, last year, it had popped up to the 60% range periodically.
Okay. Now, you know, in your latest poll, you asked respondents if the Michigan Republican Party should use a caucus process instead of a primary election to choose their presidential nominee next February. The results were resounding. What were the numbers on that?
Well, in terms of the Michigan presidential primary, overwhelmingly voters, 68 to 18% say that the presidential primary should be canceled, and both parties should use the caucus system. And that was, by the way, supported, that position was supported by Republicans as well as Democrats.
And when you see such clear-cut results, is there a real chance that the Republican Party would proceed with a primary election, ignoring these types of numbers?
Well, I think a lot is at play in terms of what is driving the decision of some of the leaders of the Republican Party, because I noticed in some newspaper coverage over the past couple of weeks that a lot of the Tea Party activists were preferring a caucus approach to selecting presidential delegates, while the leadership were looking at holding the presidential primary and going a step further and having it a closed presidential primary, where when the voter goes into the polls, they have to declare that they are a Republican. And so there has been some disagreement, I think, among Republicans themselves. And possibly we're looking at some of the decisions that have been made already at the committee level, indicating that the leadership would prefer to have, notwithstanding the $10 million price tag, a presidential primary where the Republican voters in Michigan can make the determination about delegate selection. And they might be somewhat fearful about the impact of a caucus when it comes to the Tea Party's ability to possibly mobilize themselves and compete much better in selecting a candidate if they were to be able to land on a candidate that would be able to compete with a Mitt Romney or some other candidate that may be more to the liking of the moderate or the leadership folks in the Republican Party. So I think there's a little bit at play in behind the scenes in terms of what we're seeing in these polls.
Finally, moving on to another major issue here in the state, another poll you did involved the emergency financial manager law, something that Republican lawmakers maintain is absolutely necessary to respond to failing municipalities. Now, the results of that poll were not vague in the least, right?
No. That was a question that was commissioned by Gangwer News, and 53 to 34% said that if that law were to have enough petition signatures that would force it to be placed on the ballot, that voters in Michigan would vote to reject it. And there's overwhelming support for rejection among Democrats and even among independent voters. There is support for keeping the law among Republican voters, but not nearly by as much as what Democrats would vote for in terms of opposing it.
I see. And that's really no surprise. We saw multiple protests at the Capitol, and I'm guessing even with these kinds of numbers, we're not likely to see any change on this issue when it comes to the legislature changing its approach to the issue.
No. I think that that's pretty hard and fast, and that is not likely to change. The other thing that you have to remember is that in terms of all of these issues, a lot of what the Republican Party, who is in control of the governor's office as well as both houses of the legislature, they will pay close attention to what Republican voters feel about a lot of issues. And you may have noticed that they modified their position in terms of the amount of cuts that there were in K-12 education, as well as modifying the approach they were taking to the pension tax. Well, those are two areas where Republican women objected strenuously to the position that the Republican Party was taking, and indeed those are areas where they modified their position to soften the impact among Republican women, because obviously they most of the Republicans who are serving in the legislature are elected in districts that are safely Republican. So the only real voters they need to worry about are making sure that they are appealing to Republican voters.
Epic MRA pollster Bernie Porn. Thank you for joining me, Bernie. Coming up next,